Would you join with me in prayer?
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, that you love one another just as I have loved you. By this, everyone will know, and not by anything else. It makes me think of that old hymn that we like to sing. They will know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they will know we are Christians by our love. The hymn, it's so important that the hymn repeats it three times. They will know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they will know that we are Christians by our love. Really makes you wonder, doesn't it, what other things the hymn writer might have put in that line? They will know we are Christians by our righteousness. No, they will know we are Christians by our love. They will know we are Christians by our purity. No, they will know we are Christians by our love. They will know we are Christians by our dogma. No, they will know we are Christians by our love. You know, I once knew of a church out in the Midwest, and you might be interested to know that until the early 1990s, they had a tradition in which all of the deacons who led worship, they wore uniforms. Not just any uniforms, they wore these immaculately tailored black suits with tails and white vests and white gloves, which they would put on before handling the communion elements. And notably, they would put them on also before handling the brass offering plates. Yes, they will know we are Christians by our good manners. Or maybe you saw the uproar recently among those who believed pastors should not wear such expensive footwear. Oh yes, articles in the New York Times about certain pastors who seem to have very expensive tastes. Luxury boots they were wearing. One had a pair of sneakers that cost $2,000. They will know we are Christians by our footwear. Or maybe if you stay up late one night, as I did recently, you'll be flipping through the channels and you'll come across Joel Osteen preaching the gospel in the old Houston Astrodome. To thousands of people talking about business and wealth and success. They will know we are Christians by our prosperity. I don't know why y'all come to church here. You should go to church in Charlotte. If I weren't doing this, I would go to Charlotte every Sunday to attend worship at a certain congregation that I know of, and let me tell you, this is a big church. 10,000 worshipers on a Sunday morning. And I think they go there because the pastor, oh, he is a stud. Yeah. Broad shoulders, form-fitting shirts, biceps. Oh, yes. They will know we are Christians because we're sexy. Oh, we don't have any of those temptations around here, I know. Pastor wearing cheap shoes and robe that doesn't reveal anything. No, around here we have idols that are a little more sophisticated. Our sacred cows are more refined. Around here, we tend to emphasize our values and our commitments. We're a church that, that lifts up and affirms the LGBTQ community. We are a church of feminists, and we are working for racial equity around here. They will know we are Christians because we're woke. Yeah. But Jesus says that all of those things, all of those things pale in comparison to love. Love is the only test of our faith, Jesus says. Love is the only standard to which we will be held accountable. Love is the singular rule, the only measure. He makes this point in all the Gospels in one way or another, but John does it very distinctly. John situates this teaching not at the Passover meal, but with Jesus on his hands and knees, washing the feet of the disciples. Washing the feet of the disciples. This radical act of hospitality. It would not have been uncommon for one to see a foot washing in first century Palestine, but it would have been uncommon, I think, to see the rabbi washing the feet of his students. Usually you would wash the feet of an honored guest who was coming to dinner. A servant might wash the feet of their masters. So it's jarring to see, or it would have been jarring for the contemporaries of Jesus to see him so humbly washing the feet of his disciples who had been following him. It was an act of servant leadership. But if you really pay attention to the text, it's much more than an act of servant leadership. Because John tells the story here where Jesus gives this teaching between two dramatically unloving actions. It's bookended by betrayals when Jesus issues this teaching. Before Jesus speaks, Judas leaves the room. After Jesus speaks, Peter denies him three times. So it's as if Jesus is showing the disciples what it means to love by taking this action, this intimate act of washing. He's blessing them. He's not just serving them. He's cleansing them. He's not just showing them what it means to be a leader. He's actually sanctifying them and forgiving them. This is a baptism, don't you think? Jesus showing his love even in the midst of betrayal and in the midst of denial. This is what it means to love, Jesus is saying. They will know that we are Christians by our love, and love is the only thing, it's the most important thing that matters. Well, David Rui used to tell this story when, from early in his career as a pastor in Omaha, he describes himself in those days as a guitar-toting, song-singing, retreat-leading youth minister. And when he got to this church, there was a tradition of an annual youth retreat, the main feature of which was a foot washing. Nobody wanted to do this. I don't know if you've been to a church where foot washing has been a ritual, but, you know, it's very intimate. These young people, middle schoolers, high schooler, they think it's silly. They don't want to do it. It's you know, it's really icky. David was not looking forward to the task of teaching them this ancient Christian ritual, but nonetheless, it was an expectation of the church, and so he led the young people in this foot washing. And as they were leaving the retreat center that evening after the service had taken place and they were headed back to the barracks where they would be staying, one of the young people looked up to him and said, "You know, Pastor Rui, I noticed something. When I washed my neighbor's feet, my hands got clean too." This is what it means to love, Jesus says. This is why he baptizes the disciples, showing them how to love even in the midst of betrayal. It's cleansing to our hearts. Love is the only thing that matters. It's the most important thing in our faith. It's the only test by which we'll be measured. They will know that we are Christians by our love. Amen.